Hi there, it's Jan from Mob Rules, and you are watching CMS TV.
It is your Classic Metal Show right here on the ClassicMetalShow.com. Kicking off the show tonight, we heard something from Firehouse from their second release there with Reach for the Sky. And we just heard Great White there from the Let It Rock release with Hand on the Trigger. And this is Neely with My Hand on My 40 caliber Beretta trigger. And a guy who's also got his finger on the trigger of kicking any asshole out of our chat room, my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on there, Chris?
What is up, man? How we doing?
It just seems like I talked to you. What the hell?
Yeah, we did, what, half a show last night?
We did, pretty much. 3 hours worth.
Yeah, we did a three-hour show. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Even your best pal over there in the chat room, Sal, said he had a really good time last night.
Well, if Sal was entertained, then all has been accomplished.
Right, right, exactly. So, yeah, it was fun last night. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed learning about Power Slap.
Sure.
And sorry to see that you're... Cleveland Warrior went down like a pussy.
Jeez, did he take a fucking hit? Good Lord. Dude, it's funny. I texted him after. I was like, hey, man, you know, no shame in that. And, you know, hope you're okay. That's really whatever. Because, I mean, he, of all the guys that got hit last night, he got knocked the most the fuck out.
Yeah, he tumbled to the ground.
He really got knocked the fuck out. So I texted him.
Like a sack of wet cement.
He really did. So I texted him, and I saw that he read the text, but he didn't answer the text. And I'm like, right. Damn, this dude's probably, you know, probably first time in front of the big lights and everything like that. He might be embarrassed.
Sure.
Which there's no need to be embarrassed. You got knocked out getting fucking slapped in the head.
Well, it's a competition.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some.
Yeah, but just because it's his first time under the, you know, the two, like we said last night, 2 million viewers or whatever, you know, that probably felt a little uncomfortable getting, especially because he did talk a ton of shit going into the match. But at least he acknowledged the text so that I know he's alive, so... We'll get him on here at some point because Ryan's a good dude and he's a metal fan, so he will definitely come on.
Yeah, just tell him, hey, next time don't let your mouth write a check your ass can't cash.
Yeah, really. Or next time don't fight somebody that's like invincible like that right. guy you fought. Jesus, that guy right. didn't even look like he got hurt.
No, not at all. Plus, your buddy has 10 years on him.
Yeah, there's that too. He's old. Yeah. Older compared to a 22-year-old. Yeah,
10 years can make a difference, especially in an extreme sport like that.
Dude, especially in anything. I got friends that are 5 years younger than me, and they're all still spry to me, and I'm like, oh, I need to sit home and watch TV.
Yeah, like me. I got 4 years on you, and I'm just happy as a pig in shit.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, I'm just like laying around because I know I gotta be up and lively for this. I'm like, oh, I gotta take my nap like a 100-year-old man.
Yeah, you gotta get your Mr. Rogers sweater on and
yeah, exactly. like a 100-year-old man really is.
I'd like to have a neighbor just like you.
So true.
Welcome, neighbor.
That's right. Won't you be my neighbor?
Exactly. So anyway, looking forward to doing the show tonight after a week away. And you know, again, we had fun last night. For those of you who joined us for the special live edition, Chris and I did a coverage of the slap fight. What do they call that?
Power slap. Yeah.
Power slap. What do they call it? A tournament or a contest or what is it?
I mean, normally you would say pay-per-view, but nobody's paying. So right, I don't know what you call it. An event.
Yeah. An event,
I guess. A power slap event.
Sure.
Live event. I don't know. I don't know right. what you're supposed to call it.
Right.
Just power slap. It's just right. power slap.
Yeah. So we covered that last night for 3 hours and, you know, we had our paid subscription members for them only.
Yeah, it was fun.
And, you know, again, I appreciate everybody who's put us over the 100 mark, because we were able to go 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's under the 100 mark. We only get 2 hours, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, under we get less.
So you've allowed us to go 3 hours uninterrupted with the live video stream via the locals.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. That's a little benefit for you guys as well as the CMS as the show. And, you know, it's fun. And we'll do more stuff, I'm sure.
That's right.
As time and Chris's health permits.
Yeah, really. No shit. Meanwhile, you ain't lying, dude. I have spent the whole day with my fucking back hurting.
Really?
The whole goddamn day.
Why? Because you sat for 3 hours last
night? No. It's something. I need to buy a new couch, I think.
Okay.
Because when I sit in there and work, my back starts to hurt. Like, I think the couch is too low or something. You're
probably too slouched.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all slouched over. So
yeah, that's not good.
So tonight is like, you know, in this chair, this is a brand new chair, and it's, you know, it's comfortable. So I'm okay in here. But man, going in there, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, and of course, I was in there most of the day today because I had a bunch of shit to do, and you know, this new chat room thing I had to figure out on my own, you know, figure out the tech of it, and you know, so there was just a lot going on. So I was sitting there, and then by the middle of the day I was like, oh, time to get the Bengay out and get that lovely smell going on.
Right, get the old man smell going
on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm turning into Uncle June. All I need is the big glasses.
Right, exactly. You got to get the big, thick ace glasses.
That's right. Ace Rothstein.
Ace Rothstein, the handicapper.
That's right.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, I'm looking forward to the show tonight, only because, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, we lost a friend. This week, you and I,
OJ, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. I know you and he were very close.
We were,
you know, slapping up your bitches and, yeah, you know, burying them in the backyard.
We both had the same opinion on what to do with white women.
Exactly. Where are all the white women at?
In the ground with OJ.
Exactly. No shit. But yeah, unfortunately we lost our friend CJ Snare of Firehouse. I saw Firehouse last week. Dokken played with Firehouse last Friday in El Paso. And apparently about the time that Firehouse was on the stage, CJ unfortunately passed away from a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, so, and I wasn't aware of it Saturday at all. The only reason I heard about it was because you texted me when I was at the airport in San Antonio, and all of us, me and the guys in Dokken, and we just came through the TSA check, and I got your text because we had talked about it. We were talking about CJ and, you know, the fact that he had been dealing with stage 4 colon cancer and had a couple of surgeries, and you know, from all indications, he was on the mend, and you know, he had indicated that he felt he was going to be well enough to, you know, fulfill the dates, summer dates for Firehouse. But, you know, he suffered a cardiac arrest at home, apparently. And, you know, that's what took place there. But in his place last Friday, Nate Peck, the American Idol contestant, had filled in for him. And when he was on American Idol, he did the cover of Dokken Lightning Strikes Again.
And so
when he came back from soundcheck, Don and I were sitting outside the hotel, and he came over and introduced himself. And you know, it was very cool seeing a guy that's influenced by, you know, one of his favorite singers.
Sure.
Meeting a favorite singer face to face.
Right.
You know, for the first time. And, you know, he came over and introduced himself. And Don's like, yeah, I know who you are. I saw your performance. You know, he goes, wow, you could have picked a song with higher notes?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's the idea to get on the show, isn't it?
Exactly. But I caught him at the show in El Paso near the end of their set, and he was knocking it out of the park. He's a really, really good vocalist.
So was he stepping in, or is he now going to be the guy?
No, he was filling in for CJ. Came over and he says, "Yeah, I'm filling in for CJ." And I said, "Well, where is CJ?" Because I wasn't aware that he was, you know, recovering.
Right.
And he says, "Oh, he's taking some time. You know, he had you know, some surgery, and he's taking some time, but, you know, he's supposedly going to be back this summer." And then, you know, they were getting the update, and I saw Bill Leverty too. I talked to him for a minute.
Okay.
And, you know, nobody had any indication that anything other than the plan that CJ was going to come back.
Right.
Until you sent me the text Sunday morning.
Right. Well, it's sad. I mean, they continue on, right? I mean,
I would imagine. I mean, I would imagine. I mean, they're very popular, like in Japan, yeah. And they're extremely popular, strangely enough, like in India. And, yeah. You know, they obviously play the summer concert circuit here in the U.S., usually in the package with,
right.
You know, whether it's Dokken or Tesla or somebody like that, you know, yeah. LA Guns, Great White. You know, mm-hmm. they always are in one of those packages. So, you know, I would imagine it still makes a pretty good dollar for those guys.
And I'd imagine it still will. I mean, CJ, you know, I don't want to shit on him because he just passed away or nothing, but CJ wasn't, you know, Robert Plant.
No.
You know, I mean, as far as like, he's not Axl Rose. He's not, you know, he's not an iconic singer.
He isn't the deciding factor that without him, there's no fire.
Right.
Even yeah. though Jackal says no CJ, no Firehouse, because I know what a Firehouse fan Jackal is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Jackal just says no Firehouse, no Firehouse. That's my guess, but.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it was very unfortunate to hear that. And, you know, I've known CJ. I met CJ, I believe it was in 98. Mm-hmm. He was on the, What was that yearly fest that came around with the group of bands? It was the Rock Never Stops.
Rock Never Stops. Yeah, Rock
Never Stops. Yeah, I met CJ and the guys from Firehouse on the Rock Never Stops tour with LA Guns, Warrant, Firehouse. Who else was on that bill?
Slaughter?
Slaughter may have been on that bill. So, yeah, that's the first time I met him. And you know, and we had him here on the show. Remember, we were kind of goofing on him a little bit about the Rubicon cross.
Right. Yeah. You
know, we had him here on the show and he was singing for another one of our friends who passed away. Shit. No,
Rubicon cross.
No. The guy from, shit. What's his name? Jason.
What band?
He wasn't from the band. He had the record label guy passed away from COVID. He had the Skull Fest.
Oh, Justin Murr.
There you go. Justin Murr. Yeah. It says his name slipped my mind, but, right. We were talking about CJ and CJ had heard our banter.
Right. Okay.
He was singing with Justin Murr and all that stuff. And he came on the show and we were just kind of cutting up with him and stuff. So he was a really good sport about, you know, us joking around.
Yeah. Well, that's and now he's gone.
Yep. he and Justin are up there creating new music together.
That's right. He's putting together that new band with Lemmy and Dimebag and Vinnie and Paul. Brian
Badass Boone.
That's right. Brian's out front announcing the show. Here to bring you your wings.
Right.
It's Heaven's New Edge.
Sure. Exactly. Jesus. Exactly. So you know it's sad when a guy like that goes away. He was always very kind to me, very nice. He's been on the show a few times, and every time I saw him out, which I saw him at a lot of shows over the years, he was always very nice and always would come up and say hello and, you know, just chit chat for a few minutes. So sure.
All right, Anthony Carollo, this is not very nice at all. I mean, come on.
Right.
That's a little mean.
That is mean.
But keep doing it.
You guys are mean.
Yeah, you guys are awful, but keep doing it.
You're hateful and mean.
That's right.
Yeah. What a bunch of assholes.
That's right.
Yeah, if you guys don't stop with your assholism, I'm going to quit doing the show because I can't take it.
Me, I might go to 12 hours if you keep doing it.
Exactly. So, we're back, and I got some, you know, I'll recap my road stories in the second segment a little bit. Yeah. He will.
He probably will.
He's the only one qualified to do any kind of, MC of any show like
Monsters of Rock in the Clouds cruise.
Right, exactly.
With Eddie Trunk.
Sure. Yep, he's the only qualified guy to be able to announce shows.
That's right.
Yep. So funny. But anyway, what's going on with you in general? What's happening with you?
Just work today, man. I mean, I was really, just trying to change this chat room to be better for the paid people. Actually turned out to be a lot of work. I didn't think it was going to be that much of a deal.
Yeah.
Is but it really
going to be the same way every week? Is it a lot of work every week?
Well, I'll get in the rhythm and it won't be.
All right.
But for the first week, it was like, all right, because there's a lot of codes that I got to move around so that we can stream.
Right.
And so then I had to create new code ports on the StreamYard, and I had to make sure that Locals 1 was indeed Locals 1 and not Locals 2. Otherwise, it wouldn't stream to the right chat room. It was like a thing.
Right.
And again, I personally will get the hang of it. But this just goes back to I'm always trying to make this a better experience for the fans.
The simplicity of it all.
Yeah. And the fans have told me for at least a year that they wish that the video was in the chat on the Locals chat.
Okay.
So now the video is in the chat on the Locals chat.
Okay.
So, but it was kind of it was a little bit messy to get it together.
So basically you're replicating what people see on Rumble.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got the video on Rumble, and you got the chat along the side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're recreating Rumble. You're reinventing the wheel, as it were.
I am. And no, Jim, I'm not going to go back to the old chat, no matter how much you keep begging for it. It's been 2 years. I haven't moved. It ain't happening.
2 years, I think.
2, 3, whatever it is. Yeah. It ain't coming back.
Right.
It is not coming. It's not worth $500. Now I think it's like $700 a year.
All right.
For the chat room? No. It's not worth that.
Right.
It's just not.
And speaking of Rumblers, hello, Rumblers. Glad that you're here.
That's right.
So it's always good to have a captive audience over on Rumble, a free chat platform free speech platform, rather.
Yeah.
You know, it's unlike that other place that censors everything. Rumble is a free speech platform. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Rumble, and you Rumble creator.
That's right.
And you Rumble participants.
You rumbling rollers.
Yeah. Celebrate your freedom. Be able to speak out.
That's right. Say what you want.
Exactly. But anyway, so aside from doing the links and the chat and stuff, I know you had a bunch of projects going on this week, and of course you were doing your show. You also did a little tribute to CJ on with you and Eric.
Yeah. We talked about it on Chrisaker Presents a little bit too, because it was like that day, I think, that it was or the day before. So we talked about it there. Yeah, it is a busy week. It was definitely a busy week over here. I'll tell you what we did do that you might have missed. Me and Seth finally caught up with Ricky Medlock.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and watch that. So what was it like speaking to Ricky?
Oh, it was amazing. Let me just tell you, it was something else.
What was it like speaking to him?
Oh, what am I supposed to say to that? You know, it really was terrible. I wish he would have never called.
Right.
Yeah. You know, what is the answer to what is it like? How come interviewers, dude, it drives me crazy. Like watching Power Slap last night, that hot Charlie Charlie Caruso last night. What's it like beating Turpin?
Yeah, what's it like? Oh, I don't know.
What do you think?
You watched it. What did you think?
Yeah, what did you think it was like? You know, it's like, you dummy. What kind of question is that? I hated beating him. I hated it. It was terrible. You know, what kind of dumb fucking question is that? But no, Medlock was a lot of fun. We talked about some Leonard Skinner. We talked about his charity that he's doing stuff with. We mentioned a little bit of Blackfoot, you know, talked about the future, talked about how the decision was made to continue on when Gary died.
Right.
You know, we had a good little chat, you know. It was good.
Did you, I'll have to go back and watch it, but since I didn't see it, do you feel that he was just giving you just honest, straight up answers?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he seems like a straight shooter. He does not seem like anybody that pulls in, because we were talking to him about, you know, just stuff in general. And he's like, yeah, in the 70s, 80s, I did a whole lot of shit I shouldn't have been doing. You know, he's just totally admitting, yeah, I drank, I drugged, I did it. You know, he was a straight shooter. But
right.
He just, I mean, I'll tell you the answer and you can go back and watch it. But he basically said that Gary knew he was dying. And he told those guys that he didn't want to. He didn't want to think about a time that Leonard Skinner didn't exist. Like he gave his blessing. So he said there really wasn't much of a decision when he passed. When he passed, he got with Van Zandt and they said go, and that's it.
Yeah. I believe it's Ronnie's wife who kind of pulls the strings, or she sort of holds the fate of the band in her hand.
Right.
I think she's got a big part in deciding what the band can and can't do. And I can't
imagine that she wants to pull a plug on $100 million enterprise.
I just remember, you know, whether it's true or not, I just remember that there was like an agreement that Skinner could continue as long as there was one original member in the band. But, you know, now that Gary is gone, that he was the last of the original members.
Nah, dude, you know? that's a band. And I got every indication from Ronnie thinking the same thing. That's a band that's going to just swap out people forever.
Well, they've been, how many people have been in Skinner? 152 or something?
Yeah, I know, it's some stupid number.
You know, and you know, the unfortunate part is that, you know, the key players are all gone.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, and again, this goes to where I am versus anybody that complains about lineups and backing tracks and all that kind of shit. If it's good, keep going.
Yeah, if it sounds like the original,
who cares?
Yeah, if it's true to form, like Foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stay at it. As long as the people still come see you.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, if it's Juan Cruchier's rat or whatever, maybe not. But but for that one, you know, Leonard Skinner, I mean, we've seen it with, what, two guys? When me and you went and saw it with Sebastian and Dokken.
Yeah, right.
There was, what, two guys that were still left at that point? There was, yeah, Rossington and what, Ricky?
Yeah.
And Ricky's not an original, but...
the piano player.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I'm just so bad with names. My mind is just not working today.
Yeah, I mean, does it matter in Leonard Skinner? I'm going to be honest. If you told me it was Ronnie Van Zandt up there, I wouldn't know the difference.
Right, of course.
You know, I mean, who remembers? They were the original guys were alive for, what, 3 years of success? Nobody remembers what they look like.
Yeah, a little longer, but in that ballpark. You're right.
Yeah, and that was before MTV, so nobody knew what they even looked like.
True.
They were fucking cowboy guys with beards.
Yeah. But they had radio hits, and that's what people remember about them. They're classic rock radio staple even to this day.
Dude, you could slap a cowboy hat on that guy with the boots last night and put him on the stage, and they'd think it's Leonard Skinner. No one would know the difference.
Right. Exactly. So, well, that was cool. I mean, did you ever see Ricky in that B-rated movie? He was in a movie, I think, called Zizek's Road. I think
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. It's a terrible movie.
Okay.
It's just such a bad movie, right? But I believe it's called Zizek's Road. And I think he was in this movie. He, you know, he played a character in the movie.
Yeah, no, I've never even heard of that movie.
But. Yeah, so, yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm going to definitely have to go back and check that out. Now, did he do that interview with you guys live then?
Yeah.
I assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yep. he made the time happen, huh?
He did make the time happen, and he was early. Now, that's new. Usually it's well, the time is 4:30, so they come in at like 4:35, and then they're fucking around with their phone or whatever, trying to get the video right. He was in at 4:28. His video was right. His audio was right. We got right to it. Oh, it was very good.
Now he's out there promoting his Ricky Medlock band.
Yeah, he did a single, Never Run Out of Road.
Right.
Or something like that. It's raising money for indigenous women that are being kidnapped and killed.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of the charity is off the top of my head. It's been 4 days now, so I've forgotten. But he's doing it for this charity, I guess that's a big problem in the Indian community, is that the women get kidnapped and murdered.
Right.
And he said it's something like 40% of women that are in, that are like tribal women, get kidnapped and killed. I was like, God damn.
I've heard that. I've heard that that's a real issue within the Indian nations.
Yeah. So he did this song to raise money for that and raise awareness for that. And you can see it raised a ton of awareness, and I can't remember the name of the charity or the name of the song or anything else.
But. Well, I know that when I was in Minnesota about a month ago or so, mm-hmm. the venue that Dokken played at, they had a poster up there that the quote unquote, the Ricky Medlock band was coming.
Okay. You know,
like within a week or so. So I guess he got his own touring band.
Yeah.
You know, aside from the, his participation in both Blackfoot and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. I wonder why he just doesn't call it Blackfoot and get out there as Blackfoot. You probably can't sell more.
Who knows? Maybe there's probably like some kind of name ownership or something like that.
There's one other guy alive from Blackfoot, too.
Probably. somebody owns that name, I'm sure.
That's right. The keyboard player's still alive or something.
Sure. Well, that's cool. I'm sorry I missed that, but I'm glad that there are such a thing as the availability to go back and review the shows you missed.
Yeah, so it's up there. So go check that one out, dude. We're actually doing one of a guy that I think I'm pretty sure you know this guy. On Monday, we're having Mark Ferrari on.
Oh yeah, I know Mark.
Yeah, we're gonna have Mark on to talk about the new Cold Sweat Live record.
Okay. Well, you know, Mark is like a multimillionaire. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's like a tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know,
well, he better have his video together. That's all I got to say.
Well, he, the interesting thing is after, you know, the 80s and the Keel thing went away for a while, he was very successful on his own as far as like being a tech guy and making a lot of money.
So, and he wrote some kind of industry book too, didn't he? About how to make it in the industry or something.
Yeah, it was a music industry book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm well aware of him. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, we've interviewed Roy Cathy, obviously. Roy's a friend.
Right.
So when they were promoting this thing, and, you know, the publicist was like, "Do you want to talk to Roy?" And I was like, "Well, I just did." And they're like, "Well, how about Mark?" And I was like, "I don't think I personally have ever talk to Mark."
Yeah, I you know, when Dokken did their reunion and they were doing their warm-up shows and stuff up in South Dakota, you know, Ron was up there part of that that Golds and Gun and that that place up there. Well Mark came up for that,
and
Badlands Pond, exactly. And you know, I hung out with Mark for a little while and chit-chatted with him, and then I saw the last time I saw him, he was at the NAMM show just prior to the pandemic shutdown. And in fact, that's when all the word was spreading that there was some kind of virus on the loose. Now, this was in January, and, basically he started in with the, I'm not going to be shaking hands or anything. I'll just like a fist bump or a elbow bump, because I don't want to get the NAMM thrax.
Okay.
So that was the word, is that the Namthrax was running loose and right. people were getting sick, you know? So, it was just kind of funny, but Mark's a real nice guy, very friendly guy, cool. very knowledgeable, and, you know, just kind of a reserved, you know, laid back guy. But, you know, I admire that guy for the success that he's had in his career.
Sure. Well, I'm excited to chat with him because I haven't before. You know, anytime I can talk to anybody I haven't chatted with, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, that's exciting at this point because I think I've interviewed everybody else under the sun.
Absolutely. So, you know, and it's good that, you know, periodically he still teams up with Ron and
yeah.
still does the Keel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just nice to get out there and get your yah-yahs out, as it were. And,
yeah.
you know, just go out there and play some music.
And good on him for not needing to. That's the best part of it.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't need to, but he does it because he wants to.
Yeah, as we'll talk about other guys this week that are out there barely alive.
Right.
You know, it's good to see somebody that that does not need to do it and just does it because it's fun and they're healthy and, you know, that's good.
Right. So that's always good. Well, it looks like you're getting some, they're not what you want to call the household name guests, but they're interesting guests. And like you said, that they're people that you haven't had an opportunity to interview before. So you know, it's always fun to bring up some questions that may have, you know, crossed your mind at some point or another. If you know, and go, hey, I've always wondered about this. Just like we were talking last night during the power slap, I was asking the question, what are they checking for on these guys' hands and checking their necks and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. What are they looking for? You know, so if and when we get your friend on the show, we'll say,
yeah, well, we got to ask it. Dude,
what is up with that?
And what's funny is I never paid no attention to it. So today I'm watching bare knuckle fighting, the BKFC, and they do that on that too. They have them do the same thing, arms out, feeling their stomach, feeling their hands and their arms and shit. I'm like, all right, now Neely's got me curious. What the fuck are they looking for?
Yeah, it reminds me of going through the TSA, you know, as soon as you go through the old scanner thing, you walk out and go, they always ask me, show me your hands and you got to do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's like, okay, it's like, well, what are you looking for?
Well, we can't tell you that, sir.
it's like, obviously you can see my hands. What do you think I got?
Yeah, you know. It's that, you know, you might have something under the skin.
Yeah, maybe, but
next Thursday, Chris.
Well, why don't you just call up Robert and say, hey, can you make it on the Seth show?
Yeah, that'll be Wednesday, Chris.
Yeah.
Tune in, 4:30 Eastern, Robert Plant on the Seth show.
Right, of course.
Oh, and next Monday, Joe Biden will be on the show too.
You know? All right. Excellent.
Sure. I'll get right on these.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, maybe you can get these guys on the show to talk about their Peace Out Tour, Aerosmith. Announced their dates. Maybe you could get Steven Tyler on or Joe Perry.
Sure. I was talking to Joe the other day. He said anytime.
Right. Maybe you can get those guys on to talk about their plans for the Peace Out Tour, which also features the Black Crowes.
Well, hey, look, Joe Perry's in the green room right now waiting to come on.
So I saw the announcement of that tour. I may actually go.
Okay.
I may actually go. But I'm just like, you know what? If this is truly the last time, and I believe it is.
Well, they're all like 80. I would imagine it's close.
I know, and I know that there's still problems, you know.
Yeah, they don't like each other. And
there's still health problems to overcome and things like that. So I may go. I mean, if you got both Black Crowes and Aerosmith, sounds like a pretty good night.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Where are those tickets running?
I don't know. I hate to even do that just because they play those stupid market games and secondary market game and all that bullshit. So it's hard to even tell what they cost.
It's got to be not cheap. Let's see. Where are they playing?
I think they're playing at the United Center or Allstate Arena, I think. I'm not really sure. I just saw. I think Chicago. They're playing here in January, I think.
Aerosmith United Center, Chicago tickets. Let's see what we got here. Fine tickets. Okay. Let's see. So the worst tickets would be the 300 Bowl. I'll go behind the stage, section 326. They start at a mere $130.
Okay.
But that's behind the stage.
That's behind the stage. That's your obscured view. Yeah.
Let me go to the other side, 309, which is directly in front of the stage, but all the way up top. Oh, those are only $132.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I may snap up a couple tickets and actually go.
Would you like to sit in on the floor? Would you like some floor tickets?
I've never, unless you're within the first 10 or 20 rows, being on the floor kind of sucks. Because you're trying to see over everybody. I would rather be up one level.
So 106.
At a minimum of one level.
All right, well, let's see what those cost. Those are, let me kill this. Section 106. Let's see. Those are only $421 each.
Is that all?
That's it. So
it's $1,000 night for you and your date.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just $1,000 for that's all.
$1,000 for 3 hours.
There you are.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tickets are just stupid now.
Well, again, it's just a machine now. It's all about the tickets. You know, I it was just kind of funny because, you know, you go back to, you know, the fast times at Ridgemont High, mm-hmm. and those two kids that are looking to Mike Damone to get some tickets to go see Van Halen.
Yeah.
And he says those tickets were only $12.50.
Yeah, $12.50.
Yeah.
Sad part is you can't even park now for that.
Right.
You can't park 10 blocks away for that now.
Yeah, and you certainly don't want to park anywhere outside of the parking lot around the United Center because that is like Compton.
Yeah, dude, that's every big city.
It's just terrible.
Dude, me and Seth were talking the other day, and he actually went out today and purchased a gun because he has to walk on, you know, he has to walk a little bit on the street of Cleveland for his gig. So he was feeling unsafe, you know, with the fake leg and all. He was feeling unsafe. So
yeah.
he went and picked up a gun today because,
you know, what he got?
Yeah, he got a not that nice. he got a Smith & Wesson 22.
Okay, a 22.
Mm-hmm.
Little pea shooter.
Yeah.
Pew, pew,
it'll
pew.
Put a good dent in somebody's head, though, if they try to fuck with him.
Right, of course.
You know, he's not a gun guy. I mean, he's not a gun guy. So.
Right.
But yeah, he called me today, and he's like, what do you think? Should I buy this High Point, or should I buy this Smith & Wesson? And it's like $100 difference. And I was like, dude.
Go with the name brand.
Yeah, and that was exactly, I was like, High Point? You know, that could be made in somebody's garage.
Sure, absolutely.
You know.
Pew, pew.
Yeah, I mean, a 22 is what it is.
Is it a semi-automatic or is it a revolver?
It's not a revolver. It's a semi.
Okay. Okay.
But it's, I think he said it holds eight.
Eight rounds.
Yeah, the mag holds eight.
Wow, that is tiny.
Yeah, it's a small gun. It's a girl's gun.
Yeah, it's a little, that's a purse gun.
Yeah, it's a girl's gun.
Is it,
whatever.
Does it got a pink handle too?
It really should. But it'll do the job for him to walk from the park, sure, from the parking lot to the office and back.
Uh-huh.
That's all he needs.
Sure.
You know, because he was asking me, he's like, you know, the guy says that if I buy the High Point after 500 rounds, it might not shoot as well. Is that true? And I'm like,
the barrels gets all distorted. And
yeah. Everything. And that's why I told him. I said it gets bent because of the heat.
Sure.
Because it's cheaply milled.
Right.
And I was like, Smith & Wesson, you ain't going to have that problem.
Right.
You know, you just, and he's like, well, I don't know that I'm going to go to the range that much. I was like, so what? Buy the Smith & Wesson anyway.
Yeah. It's $100.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, does it really matter? You know, in the end, the reason you have a gun is so you can put it in somebody's face and they run.
Right.
It's not so that you can actually shoot them. not, nobody wants to actually kill somebody on the street.
No, it's a deterrent.
Yeah, it's somebody comes at you, you pull it out, and they're like, whoa!
It's like, all right, bro.
Fuck you, man, fuck you! All right, move along, asshole.
Well, that doesn't seem to work in Chicago. You can have Chicago police surrounding a car and a stupid kid who just got out of jail for a gun charge will still open fire on the police.
Dude, he just bought his gun. It's terribly tragic. Or his car. He just got his car. He was just driving around.
Sure, he was.
Those police shot him.
But he's a trooper. He absorbed 96 bullets.
I will say, I watched that. I don't know if you watched the footage.
Yes.
Cops did do an awful lot. I'm not saying they're wrong. If somebody shoots one round at you, you go until they're dead.
Right.
But 96 rounds. I mean, it was like, doo, 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 doo. It sounded like a goddamn scene from Saving Private Ryan.
Exactly.
I was like, God damn.
It was a scene from the Clint Eastwood movie, The Gauntlet.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, that's a little excessive. Well, I still don't think
excessive, but what's this fucking kid running around with a gun for? You just got out of jail for a gun charge. Yeah. Number one, where did you get the gun?
Number two, why are you
shooting at the police?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you not cooperating?
Well, because he had a gun in the car, and if they found him, he's violating his parole and going back to prison, probably.
And now he's dead.
Yeah, well, now he's dead, but...
So it's better to be dead than go back to prison instead of, you know, why don't you just follow the law and not have the gun, you dumb fuck?
Well, stop it with your crazy nonsense, Neely.
Yeah, shame on me for thinking that you should follow the rules.
I'm not giving up my street cred over the law.
Yeah, right. Well, he was a good boy. He was a good boy.
Yeah, and that woman, look, I don't want to beat up on a woman that just lost her son, but the passing out video... Would you stop it?
Right.
Just stop it. You know, just it was just bad acting trying to have another fucking Ferguson.
Right.
That's all that was, trying to be the next Trayvon.
How about the kid there in Akron who got shot in the wrist because he was carrying around a gun that looked like an Uzi and aiming it at the houses and stuff?
Yeah, oops.
How about that one?
Yeah. Yeah, another dope.
Yeah, dumb kid, and of course he got called. The police called. You know, the police were called on him because he's waving this gun around and aiming it at houses and stuff. So the first thing they do, he was traumatized after being profiled.
Yeah, shut up.
You know, you weren't profiled. Somebody called on you because you're waving a gun around in a neighborhood. You dumb fuck. That's not profiling. That's just identifying.
Yeah, well, that's not allowed. It's only allowed if you're white.
Right. Jeez. We live in a crazy-ass world, man.
We do. Consequences are taboo now.
Apparently so. But
craziness.
Yeah. Well, if we have time, we may chat just a little bit more about that. Not to harp on it, but it's just crazy. It's just like, stop with the nonsense. You're going to end up dead.
Yeah, well, they don't care about that.
Well, apparently they do, because then there's this outpour of brutality and racial profiling and blah blah blah.
If it was another black guy killing them, there'd be no outrage.
Well, that happens.
Be honest.
That happens 30 times over a weekend here in Chicago, the America shooting range.
Mm-hmm. But
you never hear anything about that.
No, it's not allowed to be talked about.
Nope. Boy, it's crazy, crazy shit.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, we are back and just getting warmed up. People have asked you, I know that for a fact, and have asked me, what is it you guys do on the first segment? You guys are like all over the place. Well, we're just getting warmed up. We're kind of getting a feel for setting the tone for the show.
That's right. Figuring it out.
Yeah, seeing what the mood is, because the mood kind of dictates where the content goes.
Yeah. And seeing where we are. Like, if one of us is tired, you know, we kind of figure out who's got to carry what and you know, that kind of shit.
Got to see if we're both in a silly mood or a
somber serious mood.
Ready to tear it up a little bit, or just going to be subdued. Who knows? But it's kind of a... kind of a, it's a feeling up session.
It's the fuck around session. That's what we do. It's just the fuck around segment.
Exactly. It gets you people into the game as well. So
that's right.
You know, so, well, we're glad you're here. Thanks for everybody who, tunes into the show and subscribes and the Rumbler people. And where else do we broadcast live?
The StreamYard people in the free chat.
All right.
The Minds people. They're
all right. Do we stream live on Minds?
We stream live on Minds.
Okay. Hello, Minds people.
Yeah. If there's any of those, I don't know if there is, but yeah. If there are, where are we at? We got StreamYard. We're on X.
Do we stream live on X?
We stream live on X.
Okay.
Yeah, we are on X. We're on Rumble. We're on Minds. We're on CMS TV.
Okay.
We're on Locals, and then we're on the CMS 24/7 on CMS TV.
Very nice.
That's all right. The live places. So there's plenty of places that y'all can fucking figure it out.
Hey. Okay. Well,
but Locals is where you should be watching it.
Exactly, I agree.
Or Rumble. I'm good with Rumble too.
Well, they're kind of hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, welcome everyone.
That's right.
We're a welcoming place. We're a safe space.
That we are not.
we're welcome with open arms.
Yeah, sure we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like OJ to Nicole.
Right, exactly. I'm sure we'll talk about that too.
Ooh, I'd imagine we might have, yeah. Considering that was like, considering all the guff I got about the graphic that I made.
Just awful.
People were very upset about the bloody juice.
Were they upset?
Dude, I got no less than 15 texts from people. Dude, that's fucking tasteless.
Oh, so what?
But yeah.
You remember it, didn't it? Didn't
yeah. You? Made you look.
Yeah, you did.
I've just been in that kind of mood. Did you see? You probably didn't see it. So I'm going to show this real quick just because it's funny. Let me go
all to right.
My stupid Facebook. A rare Facebook thing that I posted today. A rare Facebook thing that I posted today that was pretty goddamn funny. So open image, a new tab. So do you get this where people text you and it's not the right, like they got the wrong phone number or something? So it'll be like, hey, Linda, how you doing?
No, I've never had that happen.
I get these all the time. Like, apparently my phone number's close to another one or people think that or it's a scam. I don't know what it is. Normally, I just delete those.
Sure.
Today, I just was in the mood to fuck with somebody.
All right.
So here. This is a text that came in asking Linda how she's been doing, and then my response. Can you read that?
Let's see here. Linda, how have you been recently? Margaret, I'm struggling. It's been so tough dealing with Henry being mauled to death by a black bear. You never expect it to happen while at the dentist appointment. Is Steve still taste testing urinal cakes? Your son is a special boy. I see you got no response.
No, not at all.
you're like Bill Collins, no reply at all.
That's right. No reply on that one, but I was just in the mood to fuck with somebody it's today.
Like Margaret? Is that you?
Yeah. But then the most crazy bullshit I could think of in like a second about the black bear mauling him in the dentist. Right. I don't know what I was thinking, but you know, I just was into it. Can you imagine if this is a real person and not a scammer, what they're thinking? They're just trying to check on their friend or whatever.
It's like, whoops, wrong window, wrong text.
Yeah. And boy, they got a treat back.
Sure. How come? Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. That's
funny. Well, obviously they don't have an iPhone because of the green.
Yeah.
The
green. That hit the Android, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so they're, so she got a little more than she bargained for.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just trying to, I wonder if it, hopefully it wasn't some like 90-year-old lady or something.
I don't think a 90-year-old lady is going to be texting.
Never know. My mom texts. She's 76.
My dad's still tech savvy. I mean, yeah. You know, he's still on the computer and, you know, doing all his shit on there.
Yeah, and he's 90, what, four?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah. So you never know in these days, dude. It's part of life.
True. Absolutely.
But are we
Chris Aiken and Eric Ferentinos?
I guess we are. I just noticed that myself now. First segment brought to you by Chris Aiken Presents, apparently. Right. There, now we're fixed.
All right, perfect.
I can't keep track of all this tech shit.
I know. Look at you. You need to, you know, get some more locals subscribers so you can afford to hire some behind the scenes.
Yeah, no shit. Apparently it's not that important though, because we went 50 fucking minutes and not one person in the chat noticed it. So
right. Well, they were looking at it. They were looking at us directly.
That's right. So
they were not looking at the bezel around us.
I guess not. Oh well, I fucked up. It's fine. It's
terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sick of you promoting your other shit on this show.
Right.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've had enough warm up time.
All right.
So we're going to get into a few tunes, and now tell me about this the links. Now, do we have to change links?
Yes.
Okay.
For the next segment, those in locals will go to the next link.
All right.
And then there'll be a new chat when the new video starts.
If they stay in the link that they're at, what happens then?
Well, they can if they want, but they won't see the video.
Okay. So some people will get lost, like Sal.
Of course. And
they'll go, where did everybody go?
Mm-hmm. But that's Sal. I expect that.
All right. So in the next segment, you're going to have to change links.
Yeah, just, and that's why I sent like the email or the,
yeah, with all of them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 if needed.
Yes. So you just click on that one.
All
click right. On number 2.
There you are. All right. Well, if you want to get a request in, you could send your request to me via the email request@theclassicmetalshow.com. request@theclassicmetalshow.com. And if I have time, I'll get your request in.
Cool.
All right, so since we're taking our first break, I'll let you pick the song. So what shall we play?
Well, apparently you can kill Nicole, but you can't kill rock and roll. So let's go with some Ozzy. Diary of a Madman.
Oh, so you want the actual song Diary?
No, I want the song You Can't Kill Rock and Roll.
Okay, well, you said, oh, okay, all right. You can't kill rock and roll. All right, perfect. I think that's probably one of my favorite Ozzy songs ever.
It's a good one.
It is a good song. All right. If you want to get a request in again, request@theclassicmetalshow.com, and I'll be glad to play something for you. So here it is. It's Ozzy from the Diary of a Madman release with You Can't Kill Rock and Roll exclusively here.
On your Classic Metal Show.
The most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Aiken Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories and more, then Chris Aiken, Eric Ferentinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAiken.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Aiken Presents.